I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the passive voice where we use the continuous tenses and we're going to focus on the present continuous and the past continuous. Remember, when we use the passive voice, we need a form of the verb to be and the past participle of the main verb of our sentence. In the continuous tense, that form of to be is being. So the structure of, let's start with the present continuous tense in the passive, is our subject, which could be I or you or he or she, and then am, is, or are, depending on what our subject is. So it would be I am, and he is, and they are. And then being, our form of to be, followed by the past participle. So let's look at an example. I think we are being followed. I think we are being followed. You can see from the structure that we've got we, the subject, and then are, and then the form of to be, being, we are being, and then our past participle, which in this example is the regular verb follow, so the past participle is followed. We are being followed. Why do we use the passive voice in this sentence? Well, we don't know who is following us. So, of course, we could say, I think someone is following us, but we don't know who it is, so it makes sense and it's logical to use the passive voice. We are being followed. Let's look at another example. They are being told to move their car. Again, look at the structure, our subject, they, and then are. And then we have the form of to be, which is being, they are being, and then our past participle, which is told, which is the past participle of tell. They are being told to move their car. Why do we use the passive here? Well, maybe it's obvious who is telling them to move their car. Maybe we don't know exactly who it is who is telling them. So we will use the passive. They are being told to move their car. So that's the present continuous in the passive voice. And the past continuous is very, very similar, almost identical. The only change we need to make is instead of using am, is, or are, we need to use the past of to be, which is was or were. But the rest is exactly the same. So the structure is, again, we start with the subject, I or you or he or she or they or we, and then was or were, and then being, the form of to be that we need for the continuous, and then the past participle. So it's exactly the same, except we use was or were. Let's look at exactly the same examples as we just saw in the present continuous, except let's change them to the past. So instead of, I think we are being followed, we could say, I thought we were being followed. Exactly the same, we just change are to were. And the second example, they were being told to move their car. They were being told to move their car. A useful exercise to practice the passive voice in all the tenses, not just the continuous ones, is to think of a sentence in the active and make it passive. So looking at an example we just saw, I think we are being followed. If we make that active, it would be, I think someone is following us. Let's make that passive. I think we are being followed. So I'm going to give you an example of a past continuous sentence, but it's going to be in the active voice. And I would like you to try to change it into the passive voice. And then afterwards, I will tell you the answer. So here's the active sentence. The tour guide was giving us a tour of the city. The tour guide was giving us a tour of the city. So that's the active. Now try, if you can, to change this into the passive voice. Pause the podcast and I will reveal the answer and the reason why we use this structure. Okay, the answer to this, we want to change this into the passive, and the passive is we were being given a tour of the city. We were being given a tour of the city. So now it doesn't matter about who is giving us the tour. Okay, it's the tour guide, but maybe that's obvious. So we don't want to start the sentence with the tour guide. We want to start the sentence with we. We were, because it's the past. And then don't forget the being, which is the correct form of to be. And then the past participle. And if you remember, the original sentence was the tour guide was giving us. So the verb is give, and the past participle is given. We were being given a tour of the city. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope it was helpful. Remember, you can find all my details on my website if you'd like to book some classes with me. The website is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you for another podcast next time.